जय राधा कुंजवे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव कुंज गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितायन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनं रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेणया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमकुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं अत्रादरो न परः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय राधा माधव की प्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की बहुपाल की और गौरिष्ट दर्शन गौर everybody. Hare Krishna. Welcome and thank you. For joining us. Hare Hare. And those who have joined include some very senior exalted Vaishnavas and making my job difficult, talking in their presence. But I pray. And to them also. Please bless me. Give me strength. So that I could talk something worthwhile. So reading from Canto 9th, chapter 16th. Text number One? Six, okay. So we'll get to that sixth verse, which has a purport. So we had to read five previous verses. Number one, Sri Shuka Uvacha. Pitro pasikshito ramas tatheti kuru nandana samvastaram tirtha yatram charitvam ashramam avrajat. Translation. Sukhdev Goswami said, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, son of Kuru dynasty, when Lord Parashuram was given this order by his father, he immediately agreed, saying, so be it. No, so it be, let it be so. Written here differently. For 1 year, he traveled to holy places. Then he returned to his father's residence. Text number 2. Kadachit Renuka Yata Gangayam Padma Malinim Gandharva Rajam Kridantam Apsarovir Apashyata. Translation. Once when Renuka, the wife of Jamadagni, went to the bank of the Ganges to get water, she saw the king of the Gandharvas decorated with a garland of lotuses and sporting in Ganges with celestial women, Apsaras. Next, text number 3. Vilokayanti kridantam udakartham nadim gata homa velam na sansmaro kinchit chitra rathas priha. She had gone to bring water from the Ganges, but when she saw Chitrarath, the king of the Gandharvas, sporting with the celestial girls, she was somewhat inclined toward him and failed to remember that the time for the fire sacrifice was passing. Text number 4. Kalatyayam tam vilokya munehe shapa vishankita agatya kalasham tastho purodhaya kratanjalihi. Later, understanding that the time for offering the sacrifices had passed, Renuka feared a curse from her husband. Therefore, when she returned, she simply put the water pot before him and stood there with folded hands. Text number 5. Vebhicharam munir gyatva patnyaha prakupito bravit dhatainam putrakaha papam ityuktastena chakrire. The great sage Jamadagni understood the adultery in the mind of his wife. Therefore he was angry and told his sons, my dear sons, kill this sinful woman. But the sons did not carry out his order. And the text number 6. Please repeat. Ramaha Sanchoditaha Pitra Bhratrin Matra Sahavadhit Prabhavagyo mune samyak samadhis tapasasya saha. रामः संचोदितः पित्रा भ्रातृन् मात्रा सहावधीत् प्रभावज्ञो मुनेः सम्यक् समाधिस्तपसश्च सः। Mothers, रामः लॉर्ड परशुराम संचोदितः बीइंग एनकरेज्ड टू किल हिज मदर एंड ब्रदर्स पित्रा बाय हिज फादर भ्रातृन् ऑल हिज ब्रदर्स मात्रा सह विद द मदर अवधित किल इमीडिएटली प्रभावज्ञः अवेयर ऑफ द प्रोविस मुनेः ऑफ द ग्रेट सेज सम्यक् कंप्लीटली समाधेः बाय मेडिटेशन तपसः बाय ऑस्टेरिटी च also saha he translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki Jamadagni then ordered his youngest son Parshuram to kill his brothers who had disobeyed his order and his mother who had mentally committed adultery. Lord Parshuram, knowing the power of his father, who was practiced in meditation and austerity, killed his mother and brothers immediately. Hari Bol, you said? Let's hear what the outcome is. Okay, purport. The word Prabhavagya is significant. Parashuram knew the prowess of his father and therefore he agreed to carry out his father's order. He thought that if he refused to carry out the order, he would be cursed. But if he carried it out, his father would be pleased. And when his father was pleased, Parashuram would ask the benediction of having his mother and brothers brought back to life. Haribol. Here's Haribol. Parashuram was confident of this regard. Parashuram was confident in this regard and therefore he agreed to kill his mother and brothers. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari. Krishna, Chaitanya, help. It is also said, you remember, if you remember the lotus feet of Gauranga, then Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet, something that is very difficult to do becomes damn easy to do. Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet. But if you forget the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then even damn easy thing becomes most difficult thing to do. So, I want to remember Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet as I proceed to talk. So, a little backtracking, this is just the beginning of new chapter. So, a little review of the previous chapter, or just remembering some highlights of the previous chapter, or a little summary of the previous chapter, whatever you may want to call. When Kartavirya Arjun, he arrived and in Jamadagni's ashram and took away Kamadhenu. That time, Parshuram, we'll have to say Lord Parshuram. That chapter is entitled as Warrior, Warrior Incarnation of the Lord. Somehow that was getting my attention. Lord's Warrior Incarnation. Different varieties of incarnation. This one is Warrior Incarnation. So he was out of station when Kartavirya Arjuna had come and taken Kamadhenu forcibly. Upon arrival, he found out what had transpired. And then he wanted to take action. He could not tolerate this injustice done. Goes to the capital of Kartavirya Arjun. Kartavirya Arjun did not fight himself, but he employed 17 Akshohini divisions to fight with Parshuram. Parshuram on one side and 17 Akshohini divisions on the other side. There's a lot of army. Some on the back of the elephants, some in the chariots, some on the back of the horses, some foot soldiers. The Sena or army is usually called, in the scriptures, called Chaturangi Sena. Army has four kinds of army men, as I said, on the back of horses, elephants, in the chariot and walking. So a big number, and this was like, in Kurukshetra there were 18,000 Akshohini division, just one less. Those many Akshohini divisions, Sena or army, Parshuram fought with single-handedly and swiftly, and his mind was acting like a wind. No. His arms and his weapons were acting swiftly like a mind and wind, it says. And he annihilated the whole. They're all flat.
Hey, Parashuram, okay. Just see the prowess of my Lord. My Lord is your Lord also. Bow down, mister. You should be bowing down unto ऐसे श्री परशुराम को मेरे बारंबार प्रणाम है. As we say that with Krishna, such a Krishna, unto such Krishna I offer my obeisances again and again. So unto such Lord Parashuram we offer our obeisances. Did you just saw what he did? Actually, then when his army was no more in existence, then Kartavirya Arjun himself comes on the scene. I would like to remember Kartavirya Arjun with is also as called as Sahasra Bahu. Bahu means arms, and he had 1,000. So while battling with Parashuram, why is called Parashuram? Because he holds Parashu in his hand. Parashu is a chopper, or an axe is called Parashu. So that is his weapon. So he is known as Parashuram. He has two sets of weapons. One is Parashu, the chopper and shield. And other one is bow and arrow. So Kartavirya Arjun, he was holding with his 500 left hands, he was holding the bow. Bows. How many? 500 of them in 500 left hands. And 500 right hands, he was holding, stringing the arrows. And was shooting. You could imagine how many. One set of 500 arrows, next set 500 arrows, next one 500 arrows. And but Parashuram had only one bow and one arrow, but he was counteracting and dismantling all those arrows. So as Kartavirya Arjun couldn't battle and fight with the use of arrows, then he had started picking up or uprooting gigantic trees and throwing them at Parashuram. And then Parashuram gets closer, and what? With the chopper, he uses the chopping technique. Chuk, 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 chuk. He cuts all the arms of Kartavirya Arjun. And finally, finished. That was a nice scene. And it's in relationship with Parashuram. So, although it's very ghastly, still is a leela, it's a pastime of Parashuram. And so this time he is using, when enemy is at distance, Parashuram uses bow and arrow. And when he gets closer to the enemy, or enemy comes closer to him, then he has his chopper. I was thinking, this is Parashuram, and there are three Rams, three Ramas, Parashuram, Sri Ram, Balaram. So Balaram has two weapons. One is is Haladhar, he has a plow. The other one is Balaram's other weapon is club, musal. Club, not regular clubs, a little different kind. Now they offer musal in Krishna Balaram temple. In the beginning it used to be club, like a Hanuman holding club. But it's not exactly club. Translated as club, but it's a musal. It's also musaldhar or haldhar. Haldhar and musaldhar. So what does Balaram? Sometimes Balaram, while fighting with an enemy, he drags his enemy with the help of the plow closer and closer and closer, and when he's closing up, the club, and finished. So then Parshuram returns with Kamadhenu. Ashramam avrajat, but this is another time. The first verse of this new chapter, ninth chapter, talks also of ashram. A return to ashram is father's grahastha ashram. Our father is also like guru for him. So his guru's, his father's ashram, he returned. And here's a cow. Kamdhenu. But as we just finished reading those verses, statements of Jamadagni, he was not happy. Oh, you killed. And he said, Naradevam. You killed Naradev. Now this is a sin. You committed sinful activity by killing Naradeva. The king who represents the Lord and the first citizen, and he's a protector of the citizens, and you kill him. This is a sinful act. So Jamadagni was not at all happy. And that reminded me when Sringi also had committed offense at the feet of yet another Naradev, Parikshit Maharaj. Then Shamyak Rishi also was not happy. Hey, what did you do? You kid, you immature. And there, the word is in Sanskrit, of course. Anghaha means sin, committing sin. Anghaha. So both of them, Jamadagni Muni as well as Shamyak Rishi, both of them use the same word, anghaha. You committed sin, both of them use that word. And both of them say, you killed Naradev. You killed Naradev. And they're chastising or expressing pleasure. Both these parents, Jamadagni and Shamyak Rishi. So then, instead, the verse that is in front of us that described the, two qualities of Jamadagni mentioned. Prabhavagyaha, first of all. Parshuram was Prabhavagya. Parshuram knew the prabhav, influence or prowess of his Father and Spiritual Master, in regards to his prabhav in samadhis, he has undergone meditation. He has become powerful because he meditates. My father meditates. He's a meditator. And tapasasyah, because he's a tapasvi. He's very, undergoes all the austerities and performs meditation. And that is why I know his prabhav. I am prabhavagya. I am the knower of his prabhav. So those two items mentioned the verse that is on the board, the sixth verse of this chapter. But the previous chapter, yet another quality of Jamadagni mentioned. Kshamaya. Kshama. You kid, you're such an intolerant. You could have tolerated whatever Kartavirya Arjun did. And you could have forgiven him. So this was a stand of Jamadagni. And he also said, Kshamaya rochate Shauri. Lord is pleased when one is well, is tolerant and he forgives others. Parikshit Maharaj also did that with the Kali. He forgave Kali and gave some place. Okay, at least you could stay in four places. To set the kind of scene, Kali Yuga scene. You could stay in four places. Dyutam panam sunastriha. Where there's a gambling, dyutam panam, where there's a drinking. Suna, there's a slaughtering, and striya, where there's a prostitution. Four places you could say. So like that, fifth place also was offered. So the king Parikshit, he exhibited this being kshamashil, kshamaswa, intolerant. But Parshuram had not exhibited that. Kshaminamashu Bhagavan Tushyate Haririshvaraha. And Jamadagni also said, Kshaminam, those who are tolerant, Ashu, quickly Bhagavan Tushyate. Bhagavan becomes pleased with those who are tolerant. Okay, so you have committed sin. So how to get rid of the reactions are waiting now. So then, kindly, Parshuram, Jamadagni said, Tirtha sevaya cha ahaha anghaha. This is the anghaha, the sin. Jahi Achyuta Chetanaha. You should go to the holy places. Tour to the holy places and develop Achyuta Chetanaha, which, well, sure Prabhupada would translate this as being Krishna conscious. You should become Krishna conscious. Go to the holy places, serve Dham. Tirtha sansevayaha. Not only sevaya, but sansevayaha, meaning samyak prakarena sevaya. Go deeper into the service. Get into the details of the service. That is the meaning of sansevaya. Tirtha sansevaya. And become Krishna conscious. So, well, then I was thinking that it's good that this father, kind and authority, authoritative and knowledgeable and learned and realize. Jamadagni, he gave these instructions to his son, Parshuram. But then, what about us? We also committed sins. Yes, any sinners here? Only one, two. Life after life after life after. All that we did was sinful. Not that we committed one, two, okay, five, ten. No, everything that we did was just sinful. Wrong. Because we were busy in adharma, not in Krishna consciousness. Or maybe in some kind of dharma, but we were not going for sarva dharman parityajya. Yesterday we were hearing from Devamrit Maharaj, his mother also was getting him to, hey, children, you have to recite the verse of Bible first. No recitation of Bible, no lunch or no dinner. So we're getting into some kind of being pious deeds or theistic, but a lot of atheism also. We are hearing again from Maharaj, three kinds of atheists. I never had heard that before. Organic, he said, naturally grown. And everyone here in this world is naturally grown, organic atheists. And some are analytical, they prepare with, get all the logic and justification for all the sins that they commit. And there are two, three kinds. He said, three kinds. Some uttamadhikaris amongst the sinners or atheists. Some uttamadhikaris, some madhyamadhikaris, some kanishtadhikaris. Different grades of atheists. So, as Maharaj was describing yesterday, his childhood and his mother's instructions, I had to give class today, so I was thinking, today I will say something about my mother's. So she would bring me to the temples, and sometimes Hanuman temple, some Shiva temple, or Siddheshwar temple, or different temples in my village. And as would be there in front of the deities, so fold your hands, I would do that. Pray! And I wouldn't know what to pray, so I would wait for a dictation from mothers. Please pray so that God give me intelligence. Pray, God give me intelligence. God give me intelligence. So this was kind of standard prayer my mother used to get me to say to God, God give me intelligence. So praying and praying, so finally when God gave me intelligence and joined, I became Brahmachari at Juhu Hare Krishna land in Bombay. Then she was coming, hey God, why did you give such intelligence to my son? She was not happy with this kind of intelligence. Sarva Dharman Parityajya and Mame Kam Sharanam Vraj and all that. Yes. And then, you know, my brother had come, finally found out whereabouts of me and said, "You have to come. You have to return home. Mother may not survive. She's ready to give up her life. Please come and give darshan." At least one time, she wants to see you. So I went, you know, and it's a long, long story, a lot of things happened. So I was in sadhu, dhoti, kurta, and shaven head, and I was kind of a bright and brilliant student in my high school and school days. So the villagers were all missing. "Such a nice boy. He used to be a nice boy. He used to be a nice boy. See, now what has happened? He's gone mad. Become pagal." And my father was begging. He had a pant, you know, pants, in his hand and begging, "Please, wear this. Become normal." Although my father and my brothers, they never ever had touched pant in their life. Their dress always was a dhoti and kurta. But they wanted me to become a modern man. An engineer and economic development and like that. That was on their mind. So they were thinking that one day our son, when he becomes engineer or something, he'll come back riding in a car, or at least he'll come with a motorbike. Then something else happened. That Srila Prabhupada gave me this Padayatra program, Bullock Car Sankirtan Party. And in 84, as we started our long walk, long Bullock Car Sankirtan Party from Dwarka to Mayapur, we went through Gujarat and then came to Maharashtra. And guess, one day we're going to visit my village. And I come into the village riding a bullock cart. Hari. So our parents, like Jamadagni, the ideal father, gave the right instructions. Our parents did not do. But then, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada became our father. He took the role of a father. And now he had thousands of children. There was also used to be talk that they're all your disciples, but some have recognized you are, and some have not yet recognized that you are their spiritual father or spiritual master. But at least thousands recognized. And Prabhupada gave that similar instruction, Jamadagni. Tirtha sansevaya achyuta chetanaha. Then Prabhupada gave us Mayapur Vrindavan festival ki. You go to Mayapur, you go to Vrindavan. And cultivate, further cultivate your Krishna consciousness. So what our parents could not do or no one else did that for us, on behalf of Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. This is the magnanimity of Gauranga. Namo Mahavadanyaya, kindly, magnanimously, Lord gave Prabhupada to the world. And he played that role of a spiritual father, spiritual master, and saved us. Hari Hari. Then, well, a few thoughts. The first verse, although there's Prabhupada has not written a commentary, but I was reminded, yesterday we heard how Balaram, he went on Tirtha Yatra of all India. And then Parshuram also is asked to Tirtha Yatram Samvastaram. He also went on Tirtha Yatra. And we heard yesterday, I think that's true. Balaram went on pilgrimage for 1 year, and Parshuram also went on Tirtha Yatra for 1 year. This Ram, that Ram, similarity. So both Rams went on the pilgrimage. Balaram went on pilgrimage for 1 year. And Parashuram went on pilgrimage for 1 year. And Nityanand Ram, Balaram Hoila Nithai, he also went on pilgrimage. You know that, right? Hadai Pandit, okay, you have him, my son. And from Eka Chakragam, journey began. And Nityanand Prabhu was traveling, assisting this sadhu all over India. So he was traveling, like Balaram traveled, and Parshuram traveled, Nityanand Ram also traveled. And as Nityanand had arrived at Radhakund, that's where he gets the news. Hey! My Lord is here. Gauranga has appeared. He received this news on the banks of Radhakund. And that's where Nityanand stopped traveling. Well, I mean, going round and round, or going all over India. And straight comes to Navadvip. Haribo, I'm here. Give some indication. I'm here. The way he arrived, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go find out whereabouts of Nityanand. And they had gone in all 10 directions looking for Nityanand in Navadvip. He's somewhere in Navadvip. But Nityanand did not want others to find him out. Nityanand wanted only Gauranga to find him out. So he was, although right here, but they couldn't find the will of Nityanand. He did not want to be found. Then, so they had gone back and reported, no, we couldn't find, we went everywhere, all the islands and nook and corner, we couldn't find. Then Gauranga said, okay, let's go. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts going in that direction. And this Bhakti Siddhanta Marg, Gauranga was walking, and all Gaura Bhakta Vrindas were right behind him. Of course, that time Bhakti Siddhanta Marg wasn't there. But, and then Nandan Acharya Bhavan, which is about 150 or 200 meters down the road, there's a Nandan Acharya Bhavan. It exists even now. So 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an inquirer. Do you know? Have you seen? You know, there's no need. He knows. If anybody knows, he knows, because he's sarvagya. Meaning what? He knows everything. He knows everything. Sarvagya. And then that great meeting between these two lords, this Ram now, Balaram Hoilanithai, Nityanand Ram and Gauranga, met at Nandan Acharya's house called Nandan Acharya Bhavan. And what a reunion, what a meeting, embracing and shedding tears and trembling and rolling on the ground, and went on and on before they calmed down and sat down and finally some exchanged words or talked. So that Ram, Nityanand Ram, also traveled and arrived in Navadvip, and the meeting took place. So Balaram, Ram Parashuram also traveled. And like that, many more things could be said at time and tide, waits for none. We could just stop the time. It's always 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Or beginning. But clock moves and it has made one complete round. And it is 9 o'clock. Okay, so I don't think there's a time for anything, but Vaisheshika Prabhu, you have a... comment? Better comment than question. Reflections. That's what your program is, reflections.
Maharaj, thank you very much for your presence. It's edifying just to see you, what to speak you here, your class, and your kirtan, which is otherworldly. Just one short comment, and that is that this pastime comes up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Govinda, to be the servant of Mahaprabhu, offers himself. He was a servant of Srila Ishwarapuri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not acquiesce at first because he didn't want to take on a god brother as a servant, and therefore he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others in the assembly, and they quoted this pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam, saying that the opinion, the order of the father is very strong and one must follow it. Based on that evidence, Chit Mahaprabhu had accepted Govinda as his servant. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much. It was a very enlivening class. Only one thing comes to mind. One aspect is facing the wrath of the Lord. It's one aspect where Parshuram did this one, the wrath of the Lord. How was it? we can get the anugraha of the Lord. Kshama is one aspect. The other is, how do we get anugraha? Maybe we can throw a little light. Benediction versus...
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Then bhava bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. The wrath and this and that, so many things. We are being tortured and being burned and whatnot. Not just to you, to each one of us. We're being... What's the news? When Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked, that's what he said. His whole world, universe is like a big pot, and all the living entities are, they are being cooked by the fire, sun from the top, and three tapas from underneath, and there's a deep frying going on. They're deeply, being deeply fried. They're fried out. Ka Vartha. In Mahabharata is Ka Vartha. What is the news? So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, this is the news. So this applies to everyone. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Golokam cha parityajya lokanam trana karanat. One of the Puranas say, Gauranga left Golok, Golokam cha parityajya. He left Golok, came down here for what? Lokanam trana karanat. Because, giving relief to the suffering souls, which are his people, his children. So, the holy name, he delivered to become free from. I think we should be stopping. I'm sure that... there's other answers. How does it work? I'm downloading. We are meeting and I think we'll stop here. Maybe you could come forward and ask questions or... Wait. Nithai God Premanande. Thank you.
Visorgas Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just one announcement. Maharaj's books are...